This recording, North Carolina 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white lights into many beautiful colors. These takes the shapes of long, round arch with its path high above, and its two ends are apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one never finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It all started about 1973 when we first met at our school on Carver Road, and that's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's Carver High School. And we were all getting together to go to first period. But the school was so huge that my best friend and I got confused. So we switched our schedules. I ended up in his classes and he ended up in mine. And my parents thought that I was really dropping my level because I was two levels grades higher than him. And when I brought my books home, they seen that I had pre-algebra when I was already in algebra. And they asked, "Howard, what are you doing?" And I said, well, I never tell a lie to my parents. So I said, well, me and Clayton, that is my friend, we switched schedules. And I got the whooping of my life. And when I got to school, because they had to go back and rechange everything and teach him the first day, they had to teach him over again what I had already learned. And so my parents really fixed me on that. And my best friend and I, we could not be together for, it was almost a year before they let us come back together again. But now he's living in Georgia and I'm living here, and it's hard. We all both graduated, and we graduated from college, and we all having a ball. God called me at the early tender age of 13. And the church was full. I had my message all laid out on the rostrum, and my family, my whole entire family was there at the church, and both of my grandmothers, which are deceased now, was there. And I got up and I started to sing a little song that my grandmother used to always love to hear me sing. And when I got through singing it, I went directly into the message. And overall, I forgot to tell them the title of the message. And I was going through my message and I happened to look out and my grandmother's wig was turned cock-sided. It wasn't on right. And I bust out laughing in front of 2,000 people. And when I was through with the sermon, my grandmother asked me, she said, "Howard, why did you laugh?" I said, "Grandmother, go look in the mirror." And she had her wig cock-sided still on top of her head, and she looked at me and she was real upset because I didn't throw her signals that her wig was lopsided. And she was real upset with me. And but I did a real good job at the tender age of 13, and then I moved up and I had my first church of 1700. I was pastoring at a young age of 17.